Hello! Welcome to another episode of the Third Lake Show. It is Season 4, Episode 15. We're kind of back on a bye schedule here. It's August 15th, 2024. How's your week been, Shu? Or 2 weeks?
Good. I got my scholarship, so school's
Hell
free
yeah.
As long as I'm not dumb. And I don't know. I guess I'm an old man again. Fucked up my back, but here we are. We're still going.
Like a little tweak?
Yeah, but it's like muscle. It's not whatever it was before because Icy Hot takes the pain away.
Ah, that's good. Anything else happen? Anything interesting?
No. Ava started school. That's literally it. Like, this time of year is very boring for me, so...
It does feel like school got in faster this year, right?
Well, I mean, for her, I didn't even find out from here. It was an appointment that we had with Ava, and they fucking tell us. They're like, yeah, school starts in like a week. And I'm like, that's weird. I don't even have the school supply list. And they're like, oh, you might want to get that sorted out. And then the next day is when they fucking send it. I'm just like, so not only do we start early, but like, I don't know, man.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't realize school started, because normally in my like neighborhood, it starts at
late August.
Yeah. I was coming home from work one day. I just see all the crossing guard shit set up, kids walking away from school. I was like, what the fuck? it's August 10th or something like that. Why is there people? But yeah, hell yeah. Honestly, I'm very tired, so I don't remember what I was saying, but... yeah, I do have a thing about this week that I wanted to bring up with you. So I have this assignment for one of my classes, right?
Okay.
And it's a very strange thing of like 36 questions for increasing closeness. I was wondering, would you like to do not the whole thing, because that's a lot, but like just a few questions to see what the fuck this is about?
Yeah, I can feel the
it's
cringe
weird,
right now.
It's weird. So apparently, it's normally this is like a 45 minutes to do this thing. You're supposed to like spend 15 minutes on like three different sets. It's very strange. Pretty much you have to go back and forth asking these questions and stuff like that. I'm just going to say like one question from each set to you. And just tell me how you feel about these. These are supposed to be things that like you either say to someone just to... what it says is making people fall in love. Which sounds strange already. It's actually also very useful for just, you know, getting to know people better in just your life. Friends, acquaintances, family, things like that. So this is from set one. This is the first question. This is supposed to be like the icebreaker questions, by the way.
Yeah.
If you could change anything about the way you were raised, what would it be?
Oh, my God.
You don't have to answer. I just get your opinion on that.
Oh, okay. You just want the opinion? Yeah, this is what you just walk up to someone and say?
These are things for like, this exercise has a reputation for making people fall in love. It is actually useful for anyone you want to feel close to, including family members, friends, and acquaintances. So it's not just strangers, right? But it's supposed to be like some kind of like practicing. I guess you're supposed to bring this up with them beforehand or so. It just says do these three steps, 15 minutes each.
Nothing says I'm desperate. Like, hey, I'm going to ask you 36 questions next time I see you.
That's exactly how I felt. I was like, that is a really weird thing to say about, you know, making people fall in love.
Yeah, this is.
Yeah.
Ugh.
In set two, let's see if I can find out. Really strange one in here. How close and warm is your family?
What?
Do you feel your childhood was happier than most other people's?
Dude, who is asking this? This is fucking gross.
This is part of my actual class of college of like, it's not required to do these ones, but it's like, here's an option if you don't want to do like the actual assignment. Here's what you can do instead, since it's like a social week. You actually have to like talk to people. It's very strange.
That's disgusting. Dude, I am so uncomfortable.
Yeah. Set three. When did you last cry in front of another person? Question mark. By yourself? Dude. Question mark.
Dude. If you ask this, you're immediately outed as like someone with Asperger's or like a serial killer. Like, this is... Ugh.
Mm-hmm. So this is part of my psychology of play, which is just, it's supposed to be like understanding why, like, you know, doing things that we enjoy and have fun, or, you know, just playing games and stuff like that is, you know, good for us as human beings, right? Because we're not just, we're not worker ants, right? So this is supposed to be the get connected kind of quest thing. They put everything in quests, by the way, which it's very confusing for this class. I don't know why they did it this way. Instead of just saying, here's your homework, here's a quest. Organize an in-person or virtual gathering with family or friends. Play a game, watch a movie, or catch up on the latest gossip. Feel free to use these questions, the ones that I just asked, to increase closeness while connecting socially.
This is not how people, like, actual people talk.
It's not. It's not at all.
Not even fucking close, dude. When is the last time you cried? What? You ain't my therapist. Fuck you.
That's exactly how I felt about these questions. I just needed to get another opinion to see what the fuck. Like, I wasn't the only one feeling this way. It was very strange reading that earlier today. But
should get hit in the face with a brick if you go around talking to humans like this. Like, you're an alien. Like, we got to get rid of you now.
It's very, very strange.
Dude, I'm I swear on anything you want me to do, I'm still so fucking uncomfortable from that.
Just me asking those questions, I am profusely sweating. Because I felt bad and like, just like, what the fuck? Why am I asking?
You would legitimately be better off just to go up, don't introduce yourself at all, wherever you're attracted to, and just don't ask for anything. Just, hey, can I have your number? Like, that's your best bet over this.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Mm-hmm.
It's such a strange, strange thing to do. But anyway, that's how my week's been going, is trying to figure out, like, because the other, like, quests/homework things, we have to do, like, two of these things a week, are kind of all, like, things that take more time than I can do because it's all due tomorrow. So... But I was just, like, reading through that one. It's one I'm definitely not going to do. But it's just, I had to get another opinion. It was really, really bad.
I would tell whoever handed me, like, film yourself doing this to someone. Just someone you're not close with, go do it. I want to see the practicality of this. There's no way.
Well, here's the thing, right? This class, this single course that I'm taking has 20 different professors teaching the class simultaneously. As in, last week I had a different professor, and this week this is another person.
Too many chiefs, not enough Indians.
Yeah. So also, they're all like therapists, so I actually could see them saying these, but only in like their, you know, in a way the therapist
in the
would.
Special
some
like
random person.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like in the special area that it, oh my God, bro. Ugh.
All right, let's cleanse our palates a little bit. You remember the Dune bucket, popcorn bucket, and the Deadpool one, right?
Yeah.
Have you seen the Beetlejuice 2 one?
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's not as goofy. Oh, I still think
you
someone's
can't
gonna
fuck
stick
this thing.
Oh.
If your dick fits in that. If your dick fits in that.
Maybe this bucket's supposed to fuck you.
See, now we're getting somewhere. This.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's very strange. Have you ever seen Beetlejuice, by the way?
Yep.
Is it good?
Yeah.
Okay. It's one of those movies I've heard a lot about, still haven't seen, and I feel disappointed in myself, so you don't have to.
It's one of the only Tim Burton movies that I actually like.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot as well. I think I liked its Batman, and that was about it. The really goofy, not really goofy one, but you know, like the one with the weird Joker, I will say. Is that the right one? I don't remember.
Eh.
Yeah, it's close enough, right? I can barely remember anything that they have made. But another thing that's slightly releasing that might be good news, but maybe not great news. This one's actually video game related. Do you remember, this was maybe like a year, maybe less than a year ago, that really bad King Kong game?
No, I don't. I mean, this is boding well.
Yeah. It was really, really bad. I can't remember the name of it, believe it or not. But there's Legendary Pictures, which, you know, creates the monster universe with King Kong, Godzilla, all that stuff. They announced 3 new video games that they're making. And I don't know how to feel about these. I haven't actually looked really deep into this, but they're making a, I think this is supposed to be like a, yeah, this is a Android, iOS, you know, phone game. It's Godzilla X Kong Titan Chasers.
Oh, God. Subway Surfers.
Yeah, here's the, if you wanted to just watch the video of that, sure. There's also another game coming out, which I think it only shows just the picture for it. But I believe it's called Out of the Dark, A New Titan Rises, or that's just like the slogan that they're using for it. But this one looks a little more promising, I will say.
Oh, this is like XCOM, but on your phone. The first one.
Yeah. I'm not, it's not from the same people who made the really bad one, but I think they're just trying to clean up the mess from that one. It's like, here's actual, like, somewhat good games.
Fuck. I'm in. Titan Another Chasers game really makes me think Subway Surfers. I don't know who thought of that one.
Yeah, same. Apparently the other game will exist in Roblox, and Legendary states in a press release, let fans experience a unique virtual world where players can engage with the Monsterverse in innovative ways. Sure. So I'm looking forward to the last game that they announced, which is the picture I just posted, right? That's the only one.
Okay.
Yeah. Just more things just announced, kind of weeks and things like that. Let's see. Oh, this is one I think you might actually like. It's called Retro Realms Game. Have you heard anything about this?
No.
So it's going to be a 16-bit Halloween and Evil Dead games launching this October. And it's like old arcadey kind of games. I can't find, like, I don't think they have a Steam page, but I did find their actual, like, website. It actually looks pretty fucking good. I'm not gonna lie, for like, you know, but it's retro games, this doesn't look half bad.
Oh no, I gotta put my birth date in there.
Oh no. It's very interesting. I think it's 2 different games. It is gonna be on Steam, they just haven't put a page on there yet. But it's just like,
oh, a little side scroller.
Yeah, Halloween or Ash versus Evil Dead. And I think it looks honestly pretty good.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah. All the gore and blood and stuff that's just popping up in the background, I'm already excited for, you know? Let's
take me back to the Game Boy days.
Right? I was thinking back in the Chuck E. Cheese days. Remember those really shitty games?
I was too poor to go to Chuck E. Cheese.
Well, you might be able to go now because they are releasing a subscription.
Why?
I don't know. They have 3 different tiers to the subscription for anyone who wants to go to Chuck E. Cheese, which I honestly thought they were out of business, but what do I know? So there's 3 different tiers. You got the bronze through gold kind of like tier list. Starts at $8 a month for the bronze. It gets you 40 free arcade games and 20% off pizza, drinks, and extra games. Not too bad, right? For $8 a month.
Sure.
Until you get to the $30 a month for the gold pass. It doesn't list the like silver or whatever the middle one is called, but it's 250 free games and 50% off additional purchases for arcade places. I it's not terrible, but it's still like a lot of money per month for $30 a month for the gold one.
Are there Chuck E. Cheese's in nice parts of town where you live? Like everywhere I've ever lived and there was a Chuck E. Cheese, it was a shithole.
The last one I saw wasn't really in a good place, and ever since that one disappeared, I have not seen a single one. Have you seen any recently?
Nope.
Okay. I just had to double check, you know.
I figured Chuck E. Cheese was kind of doomed when I started seeing Chuck E. Cheese pizza being sold in the grocery store.
Dude,
go to Walmart. Go to the frozen pizza. You'll see a purple fucking box. It's Chuck E. Cheese pizza.
I don't like this. This sounds nasty. I remember eating their pizza one time. It's awful.
The one time I went, that I don't remember anything else other than that garbage pizza. I was like, even as a little kid, I was like, dude, this is gross, dude.
Yeah. It really did feel like eating cardboard with just tomato paste on it. You couldn't even taste anything else on there.
I feel like that would be better. It's just, who the fuck wanted that? Like, that's what I don't know. There's some sick fucks in this world.
Mm-hmm. People with no taste. Any kind of taste at all, I guess. There is one, not one. Everything about this is bad, but you want to hear another bad thing about this subscription?
Yeah, fuck it.
You can't cancel it until after the first 12 months.
Okay. That's disgusting.
Yeah. In the fine print, it just says, Chuck E. Cheese monthly memberships may be canceled any time after the first 12 months. When it's time to cancel, we make it fast and easy with just a few clicks. I don't think
12 months is fast. When it's time to cancel. Ugh.
It's like you get one good year. So in other words, you get maybe two birthday parties worth there with your kid if you want to just do like one, right? So no matter what, you have to pay for the whole 12 months, it seems like. So you get the one, you get it on their birthday, you go in there, you get it done, and you come back a year later on their birthday, you let them have all their fun, and then cancel it right then and there, right? Because when else are you going to Chuck E. Cheese other than for like a birthday?
I don't know, dude. Why the fuck? Okay. This planet sucks.
Yeah. On a an old thing, I will say, let's play another game of name how much this video game merchandise would cost you. I'm going to give you a description of the item. You just tell me how much you think it's going to cost. I will let you know. Less than $1,000. But it's a Cyberpunk 2077 statue of what the community has said is their favorite character.
It's a figurine of a character from Cyberpunk.
Yeah, it's like a figurine statue.
How tall?
I don't know if it tells me that. I'm not seeing a height for it, but there are only 150 units of it.
Under a grand, so $850.
You're actually really, really close. $899, to be exact.
I'll take that. Yeah,
this is the statue. I honestly don't think it looks bad, but not for $900.
It's cool for like $30.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if we could, if the manufacturer just sent us the schematics, 3D printing it would be like 10 cents, right? Painting it would be like another 5 cents. It's not...
making money.
It's cool. Yeah, they're making money. But it's just very strange. It's a 1/4 scale. So I don't know how tall that's supposed to be, but that's the only description of height I get from it. So
1/4... okay. So what, like 2 feet tall?
1/4. Maybe like a foot? I don't think she's that tall, even in the game. Even though everyone's like the same height in the game, too. Other than that, I got a little announcement. Have you ever played the Mystery Dungeon Pokemon games?
No.
They're, I think, re-releasing the Red Rescue Team game, which was a Game Boy Advance game on August 9th on Switch Online. It's honestly one of my more favorite Pokemon games. You get to play just as the Pokemon. It's kind of a, how to put, like, maybe kind of like XCOM in a way. Instead of like a turn-based, it's just like you move around and just try to make it through a dungeon kind of thing.
Okay.
Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Raid Rescue Team. I'd recommend anyone who hasn't played any of the Mystery Dungeon games to play them. There's, I think the sequels to these games, if they ever come on, they're honestly kind of sad when you play them. There's a lot of, like, interesting emotions you'll feel. Even as a child when I played these, I was like, this is fucking sad. So, that might be something that interests you. Also, we do have to go back into Power World. There's been a lot of updates.
I do. I've been craving it, dude. Craving it, yeah. It was a lot of fun, man.
Maybe it's time to open another server up. We'll see. That and... You've played Helldivers recently, right?
Yeah. Right before the bad update came out.
Yeah. Did you play on their new difficulty, or is that from the bad update?
That came with the bad update. Like, I literally played the day before.
Okay. I just recently saw that they got a new... update, like the bad update, and then also a new difficulty. There's like some new kind of creatures around there. I just want to ask about it. I see what it was about.
It's pretty dog shit. They nerfed everything. So like this new the new battle pass or whatever was a flamethrower one. But what they decided to do is they nerfed fire damage. So, like, before you could kill chargers with a flamethrower, you can't do that anymore. They just overall lowered the damage of fire itself right before they released the fire warp bond. And it doesn't sound like that big of a deal. But then you remember, every single patch they release, they nerf something.
Yeah.
Like, assault rifles have been unusable since the game came out. And anything that's good immediately gets beaten down into the ground. And then, like, their fucking reasoning for it was that... it's too reliable weapons that are good, so they have to nerf it.
Like the rail gun was another one.
Yeah.
The plasma shotgun, all the laser weapons seem to have gotten kind of shit on too.
Every single shotgun has gotten a nerf. Every single one.
Mm-hmm.
But like there were some good things in it, but for the most part a lot of people are just pissed off that once again, like after they said there's not gonna be any more nerfs, they nerfed again. And then there was a quote that, like, they wanted it to be somewhat realistic. And it's like...
turn back the fire damage up. Fire hurts.
Yeah. Like, it's just...
I don't know.
It's fucking stupid. It's such a simple fix. That's all it is.
I was mad when they switched up how you have to do the infinite grenade glitch. And I didn't really want to play the game anymore. Because that was the most fun ever. Just constantly throwing, like, impact and stun grenades at people.
The thing is that, like, I don't know if they know what the fuck's going on in their own company, because, like, one of the guys who's, like, pretty far up says, yeah, like, you're supposed to use your stratagems to succeed. And then another guy's just like, yeah, you have to, the way you win is if you successfully hold out in between stratagems. But then there's stuff that makes your stratagems cool down longer. There's ones that make them inaccurate. There's one where you can't even bring a stratagem. Instead of four, you now have three.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I don't know, man. I love the game, but goddamn, do they love shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah, it's a fun game. They had the whole problem with, like, the Sony stuff. They have all these problems with nerfing things. But, like, I don't know. They still do cool things every once in a while kind of thing. So that's why it's still installed on my computer, I guess. Speaking of kind of good things that are happening with PC games is a lot of companies seem to also be throwing out, like, their third-party launchers they have to install with their games.
Please.
Like, let's see some of the games that were announced that are ditching, like, their third-party apps. Civ 6 won't be having one.
That's 2K, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, these are just, like, the games itself that say that.
Oh.
Damn, after a recent update, Civ 6 on Steam will no longer require the 2K game launcher to play. And its upcoming sequel, Civ 7, also won't force players to use a third-party launcher on Steam. So, it's pretty cool.
Fuck, now I'm excited to play Civ 7.
Yeah, I've had a little bit of that itch that I've been trying to, like, keep it down. Don't worry about it. Another one that was interesting to see that they're not going to try to force a third-party app when you get it on Steam is Dragon Age: The Veilguard, EA's game. They're not going to force you to get their EA Play bullshit. That app is fucking awful. I don't know if you've ever tried to just open the app itself. It never works for me.
I don't play EA games. I really don't like it. I'm not going to lie to you. That launcher is a pretty big reason why I don't fuck with that.
Mm-hmm. I'm really hoping like Sims 4 will eventually get that update where you don't need it anymore, because that would just be awesome. And then I could actually play that game and then acquire all the DLCs for it. It'll just be a good time once that happens. And then you won't see me for 9 years because I'll be living in the Sims world.
That's fair.
Yeah. But other than that, first things first, you still, how's your Darkest Dungeon runs going?
Oh my God, I love it.
You love it?
I do. They, I'm ashamed that it's taken me this long to play that game. But,
yeah.
Oh my God. I am in love, dude. It is so much fun. It's so rewarding. Like, this might be the best roguelike I've ever played in my life. And it is not.
That is high praise coming from you.
Binding of Isaac is great. But like the biggest issue Binding of Isaac has is that there's too many things. Like there's too many items, and so the item pool immediately gets watered down because all of the cool stuff just is impossible to get because there's so many fucking items. Like I legitimately think there's like upwards of 500 items in the Binding of Isaac. So like
there's a shit ton.
Yeah. Binding of Isaac is fun still. Like I'm not shitting on it. However, this is so much good. This is so much better. So good. It's difficult to the point where it's like frustrating.
Mm-hmm.
A lot like how XCOM is, but it's a roguelike. So you can leave the mission at any time when like you don't suffer a dumb penalty like, oh, someone dies as you leave. Or I don't know. At first I didn't like the stress mechanic, but I'm kind of a fan of it now. Like I realize that like once the people get past like level 2 or even like level 1, like stress is no longer such a big thing. Like it's kind of easy to cope with. It's super easy. I'm in love. I just did my first medium mission today. It was awesome.
Ooh. Have you tried it on the Steam Deck yet?
Nope. It's downloaded though. That's where I first tried playing it, but like I didn't understand it at first because let's face it, like it's a little daunting. Like you do the run, the tutorial run, and then you get to this city where there's 48 million things, but like only like 3 of them are unlocked. And then like I don't know. I when I also installed it, it was like super duper late. So like it really wasn't sticking, but my God, dude, the fucking I have like an A team, a B team, and a C team, and I don't really lose people. I'm sure that will change later on, but as of right now, like I got the fucking Navy SEALs, and then I got like a Green Beret team, and then I got regular Joes. Like it's fucking awesome. Hell plus, yeah. Plus, my favorite part, like not even joking, is the Steam Workshop. Like there's nothing wrong with Nexus, but like I want simplicity. I want it to be as easy as possible because I'm an idiot. So like,
that was gonna be my next one. I was like the workshop for this game on Steam, I think is way better than anything that anyone has put on Nexus for this game.
Well, don't go to Nexus for this game and look up the top downloaded things ever.
Yeah, no, don't ever do that on Nexus in general.
it's just porn. Like it's just porn. I didn't know there was a workshop at first. So I just typed in like Darkest Dungeon Mods takes me to Nexus. I sort it by the most relevant of all time or the most downloaded of all time, and it's just porn. And I'm like, it's a pixel game. Like, people are down bad.
Mm-hmm. It's getting bad.
But I think tomorrow, I'm going to download some mods. The faster walking mod is pretty nice. Seriously, the only complaint I got for this game, and it's like, fuck, 8 years old now, is the amount of inventory space you have is fucking dumb. Like that, there should be another row. And then on top of it, like gold doesn't stack that high. Gold only stacks to 1700 unless you have someone in your party, like a specific class. And then like jewels, like a lot of them only stack to 3. A lot of the resources, like, well, it varies wildly. Like one stacks to 12, the other one stacks to 3. And it's just, I don't know, man. That's my only complaint. What's up?
Yeah, I also really enjoy the, like, leveling up mechanic for your people. Yeah. I think it's really interesting. the different diseases, curses, and blessings that you could get for them as well after a run is quite weird sometimes, but my favorite is always Klepto. I don't know why. It's just funny.
This is mine. yeah. That brings up, like, and the other thing I don't really care about that much is when you complete a mission and, like, you did perfectly fine, you get a negative quark. That's kind of fucking annoying.
Yeah.
I'm totally not going to get a mod for that. Like, I think of, like, if Death's Door happens, yeah, like, and then, like, they battle back, sure, give them a negative quark, right? Because something terrible happened. Mm-hmm. But, like, if they went through a dungeon and just slaughtered everything, like, what's the fucking point of giving them a negative? Okay.
Reward them for that instead of just, you know, making it. Honestly, it's kind of like giving them the Helldivers treatment. You're nerfing them a little bit with the quirk.
Yeah. So, but other than that, yeah, it is still, like, one of my favorite roguelikes ever. And I'm a little scared because supposedly 2, and this is only according to Buck, but according to him, 2 sucks.
Yeah, I don't own 2, but I've seen enough of it where I'm not a fan of it, but it doesn't mean I'll never try it kind of thing. Like, I didn't like how, I only watched gameplay of it when it first released the game, so maybe it's changed by then, but it just didn't seem as good as the first one, but I don't know, maybe it's changed over the years, or a year? It's not been out for that long.
Mm-mm.
The problem I had with it is that it released on Epic first.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to get it on there. So I just never did, but now that it's on Steam, maybe I'll give it a shot. But other than that, you got any Earth Ambassadors, good eggs, or anything like that?
Oh, do I. And 2 of them are really, really shitty. The first one, which I think is the worst, is this couple, they got arrested because their teen daughter died. Their 12-year-old daughter died. And they are arrested because they didn't take her to the hospital until she was basically dead. And the hospital found out that they were trying to treat the kid who was unconscious for 3 days with smoothies and vitamins.
Mm.
And it's like not noted how she got these injuries. It wasn't from school. It wasn't from the immediate family members. It's just, the whole thing's fucking weird, but she laid there unconscious while they gave her smoothies and vitamins. And then once they took her to the hospital because it wasn't getting better, they tried giving her CPR and she died. And so mother and stepdad, off you go. We don't need you anymore.
To the sun.
Yeah, It's honestly gross. Like, you can read the article. It's super fucking sad.
Yeah. What else you got?
Shitty stuff happening to kids can't just happen to America. So in England, an 11-year-old girl was stabbed 8 times randomly by a stranger in London, and she was visiting from Australia.
Another reason why we hate England, but
it's kind of funny because I mean, like, not relative to this situation, but it's almost foreshadowing, like, everything they think happens in America where it's just like random gun violence, it always happens with them and knives. I can't imagine why. Or, like, before this it was semi trucks, like, people would just drive semi trucks down the road or down the sidewalk. Yeah, I put the girl in the headlock and then began stabbing her. An 11-year-old girl.
Jesus Christ.
She had wounds to the neck, wrists, shoulder, and face.
Just like, why, you know?
She lived. She's been discharged and is expected to recover, but yeah, I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know, dude. And to cleanse the palate, Dolce & Gabbana, fuck them. We don't need them. They're making dog perfume. How much do you think dog perfume is?
Do they actually
under
have a
triple
price
digits? Yes.
Okay. Under triple. 85.
99 euros. So in reality, that's like $120.
Okay.
For dog perfume.
You know what also could do that? Just like, here's right. Just like when you need to give your dog a bath. There you go. It smells nice for like a couple weeks. It's good enough for me.
Who the fuck wanted it? But it's so stupid and like people love their animals that much. I'm shocked this hasn't happened earlier.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah, so two kids being, one died, one is still alive and is going to make it, and Dolce and Gabbana. Take that.
Yeah, that's some of the dumbest products. Mine are a little bit more, hopefully, lighthearted, except for the second one. But first one is Valve is changing how they display reviews on Steam. So we're going to see a lot less meme ones on there, like just joke reviews on...
This cat. Please feel free to like it.
Yeah, that or like every like thumbs up this gets, I'll eat a teaspoon of mayonnaise. That's the one that I see a lot of.
Yep.
Apparently we're not going to be seeing a lot of that anymore because of how the new like algorithm thing works on the Steam reviews. They're going to be putting more of like the actual like, you know, reasonable ones up there instead of the other ones. One word reviews comprised of ASCII art. These are pretty much like the dots and, you know, or reviews that are primarily playful memes and in jokes will now be considered unhelpful and will be sorted behind other reviews on the game store page.
Can we select the unhelpful reviews? Will it be a tab? I'm in. Okay, I'm in. Let me see the dumb shit.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm hoping that's an option, but I haven't seen anything about that right now. Oh, why'd you look at that? And quite literally the next paragraph. The company says there will be an option you can toggle on for those who like these silly reviews and still want them.
This is why Valve is fucking sweet.
Yeah, so it's like a good and slightly bad A kind of thing. Kind of sucks that they, you know, wanted to do this in the first place, but at least they have a toggle for it.
Now, if only we could get rid of the porn games.
That would be nice.
There was one the other day. No, I don't think it is. I think it's just people who want to be Japanese, but were born in the wrong hemisphere, if you catch my drift. There was one the other day, because you can only see it under new and trending.
Mm-hmm.
There was one the other day. It was like, I want to fuck my stepsister or like best friend's girlfriend. Like, it was a weird title, and it was just like, how the fuck did we get here?
Yeah.
There's some lonely people.
Right now, luckily for my homepage, my new and trending doesn't have any, on the first page at least, or like on the first like homepage thing, doesn't have any sex games on there right now.
No.
No, that's going to change tomorrow, though.
But, I think the worst one is a ghost dating sim. Like, that's it.
Anything to do with like non-human things are just very strange to me. Like, the furry ones, the orc ones, like, any of that shit is just very strange. The Hitler games also just are very strange. The Sex with Hitler games are just confusing.
Who thought of that?
Why? Just why, you know? Let's just combine two things that are, you know, very close together. Hitler and porn. Porn games together. In an anime style, too, of course.
I went to the actual release tab. There's a chess game where you play chess against a big titty maid. What the fuck?
Just like, why?
Ooh, why? There's really, like, we gotta have a talk with some people out there.
These are the people we need to be asking these 36 questions for my class, too. Just get them in a session real fast. Be like, hey, so when's the last time you cried in front of people and by yourself?
Oh, here's another game. Sperm into labia.
Is that
the title?
Educational game, or is it just a straight up porn game?
I'm not clicking on it. You cannot make me.
Yeah, there's so many weird porn games on Steam. Of course, a lot of them are like parodying other games. A lot of them are the visual novel ones, puzzle games. It's all very strange.
It's a big fat cringe for me.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes I do like going through there just to see like the fucking wildest shit and just be like, who decided to make this and why does it have mostly positive or very positive reviews on it? Who's playing these ones?
Honestly,
it doesn't make sense.
I'm with you on that one. And then I go and look at the reviews because there's people who treat this like an actual game and compare it to other ones. And it's just, I don't know, man. People, like, shame is okay to have. Like, that's what tells you what's right from wrong. And people apparently just lost it a long time ago.
Yeah, there's like a bunch of different like sub review groups on Steam that only reviewed the porn games as well. I don't know if you've ever seen any of those like weird groups where you could like go see like a group on Steam and they have like a bunch of different reviewed games. There's a bunch of them that are just straight up just only porn games and stuff like that.
What is it? Hog Squeezers Anonymous?
They always have like somewhat like normal names. I think one of them is literally called the Gaming Federation or something like that. It just doesn't, I don't know. My second Earth Ambassador, and then we can move on from here, is the Borderlands movie and everybody involved.
Oh, I know.
You all suck. I didn't even have to go watch that. I didn't even have to go watch it. Here's the thing. I knew before the movie was announced, before the trailer, everything like that, just when it started, like, say, hey, like, possibilities of this movie, here's the possible, like, people who are, like, gonna be part of the cast, and I just see, like, Kevin Hart in there, and then some other people, and I'm just like, this is gonna suck instantly. Who wanted this? Who actually wanted a movie for this? You know who I actually
Neil Druckmann.
Yeah, apparently. He just wants to have sex with himself, don't you know?
He wants other people to watch while he's doing it.
Yeah, that's true. Getting it in motion capture, too. The people I honestly blame for this are the Telltale people. Because when they made Tales from the Borderlands, that's what gave Gearbox the idea that, oh, we should make a movie about this. Because that game honestly was good. I actually really enjoyed it. I never bought it. I just watched other people play it. But I thought the story in that was really good. And then they ruined 3 because of that game. They added people from that. And then they ruined this movie because they thought it would be a good idea to make it. So fuck all of you. Burn or freeze or go to Mars or wherever you're going to go. Just away from me. And make a good Borderlands 4 while you're at it.
I still don't understand people's hate for 3. Like, I really don't.
It's just some of the choices that they make. One, the game just, I didn't like the new engine the game was on because it always made me very, very dizzy. That might just be my own personal problem.
Yeah.
The villains were very bland to me. I didn't really like them at all. I don't understand everyone's hate for Ava, though, because I didn't, you know.
I don't either. Like, I was thinking about this the other day because it was on sale for Steam. Like, it was $10 mm-hmm. for Steam. And I was looking at the reviews. People, like, hate that character, and I'm like, does she bitch a lot?
I didn't.
Yes, but like it's no more than Lilith in the first game, and definitely less than the second game. Like,
yeah,
but like people get hard for Lilith. Like, what did Blue say? They glaze Lilith. It's just,
the love is rising. Sorry,
exactly.
The only line I know from her.
I don't fucking get it. I really don't. I'm like, yeah, because you know. Never mind, I can't say what I was going to say.
I didn't like it because the engine made me dizzy. I didn't really like the story or the villains for it. And I just didn't like the Borderlands 2 Vault Hunters as the characters. It felt very, not strange, but just didn't sit right with me of like how they were portrayed in this next game.
Yeah.
And then they added the characters from Tales, and I was like, okay, now this is just too much. Half the people who play Borderlands aren't going to understand anything from the Tales games because, you know, maybe they didn't play them or something like that. And it's just going to be, they're just dumped in here. The story was all over the place for me. It just felt strange at all, like most of the time.
I hear you. I think if Handsome Jack wasn't the bad guy in 2, I think these would have been great characters. That was the best villain ever in a video game. And then it doesn't matter how good the next one was. It wasn't going to be as good.
Here's how I see it, honestly, is, like, Handsome Jack as a villain, in my opinion, kind of rivals, like, Joker as a villain.
Yeah.
Like, they're within the same caliber of, you know, character, in my opinion, you know, how I see it.
Yeah.
So, how do you fuck up this movie?
I didn't even know it came out. Like, the only way I knew it was out is that people were saying how bad it is.
When I went to go see Deadpool and Wolverine, they showed the trailer for it, and I could literally hear in the theater I was in, like, a lot of people just groan when they saw the trailer for it, because they already knew it was going to be bad. And then it came out with the release, release date for it. It was literally a week after Deadpool and Wolverine came out. That's the only reason I found out when it was actually coming out. So, it's just bad. Have you seen Deadpool and Wolverine yet?
Nope.
Okay, just had to check, you know. But other than that, you want to get into some State Speculate or Rush Not Rush?
Yeah, we can do that.
Hell yeah.
State Speculate, food bank distributes candy made from a potentially lethal amount of methamphetamine.
This is a state, you said?
No, this is a country.
Okay.
But the game State Speculate, so.
Yeah, okay. I always get, like, the name of it and then where it actually is confused, so I always just randomly guess the state. I'm going to go with Europe, England, whatever they're called now.
This is New Zealand. A New Zealand charity working with homeless people in Auckland unknowingly distributed candies filled with a potentially lethal dose of methamphetamine in its food parcels after the sweets were donated by a member of the public. Auckland City Mission said Wednesday that the staff had started to contact up to 400 people to track down parcels that could contain sweets, which were solid blocks of methamphetamine enclosed in candy wrappers. Three people were treated in a hospital after consuming them, but were later discharged. The amount of methamphetamine in each candy was 300 times the level someone would usually take and could be lethal, according to New Zealand Drug Foundation, which is a drug checking and policy organization that first tested the candies. Said disguising drugs as innocent, innocuous goods is a common cross-border smuggling technique, and more of the candies might have been distributed throughout New Zealand. Each candy is worth $608.
This was donated to them, right? That's what yeah. I heard earlier.
Oh. Yeah, they think they just donated the wrong box.
I think someone's out of the business of smuggling drugs. So,
yeah, someone's either going to die because whoever gave it to them is going to be a little pissed off, or B, they're going to be in prison for a long time. By the way, New Zealand, if you have your BSN, your nursing degree, you don't even have to go through immigration. They'll just flat out give you citizenship in New Zealand.
Is that your plan, is to go over there?
honestly, dude, it's pretty far up there.
Yeah, I heard it's beautiful over there.
Let Ava graduate here, and then when she goes off to college, I go to New Zealand with press. Then I can get away from the gym and all the honeys. Just kidding. They are not honeys, and they're sticky for other reasons.
They'll follow you somehow.
Please don't. Please don't.
Don't do that.
Don't even say that.
Don't randomly follow people or scare people at the gym.
Please don't put that in the universe. Please.
I take it back. Psych. Okay.
Speaking of putting things into the universe, country speculate. Government official tells residents don't be pooping on the beach.
France.
This is Canada. And this is Ontario. I don't know what a premier is, but I would assume it's like the governor or like a mayor. In a press conference, and I quote, this is word for word what he said, folks, don't be pooping on the beach.
Okay.
Now I know what you're asking. What prompted them to do this? Apparently, there's multiple stories traveling around Ontario that people would bring tents to the beach, cut the holes out, put the tent up, and just shit on the beach and just bury it in sand and then move the tent to wherever they want to go next. The silence is palpable. Oh my god. This is the exact thought I had when I felt this, dude. Just like, why?
My brain is overheating us to just, huh?
Yeah. So Canada isn't pissed off because of the health hazard. Nowhere in this article does it say health hazard. They're pissed off because they just spent $700,000 to build bathrooms at the beach. I don't know what bathrooms you put on the fucking beach, but 700 grand's worth of shitter seems like a lot.
They're all 9 foot tall urinals, and dude, that's all.
Not a single time in this article is it mentioned health hazard, like hepatitis, any other gross ass shit you can get from it. Not a single one. It's the fact that they're pissed off because they spent $700,000 to build toilets at a beach.
It's Canada.
God, that's a shithole country, dude.
Yeah. See why I hate Canada?
I'm with you.
All right, good.
Yeah.
They're awful.
Speaking of things I hate, sorry, Spoon. States speculate power outage for 11,700 customers blamed on a snake.
Texas.
This is Virginia. Virginia.
Yeah, I was really hoping it also be Texas when you said that.
yeah, I guess a snake crawled into a transformer and arced it and exploded and then caused a power outage. Took them an hour and a half to get power back. The type of the snake responsible for the outage was not identified. Yeah, because he exploded.
It's gone.
You see what happens when you microwave a hot dog too long? Now imagine 800,000 times more power and instantly.
There's no way.
Like shit everywhere. Oh, my God.
I kind of wish there was a video to see this happen. Is that bad?
You wouldn't see anything. It'd be a bright... Have you ever seen Transformers go out?
No, but that's the thing. I just want to see the bright light and then just everything's turned off. That's all I want.
When we lived out in the sticks of Colorado, so like the eastern side, like it legitimately is like Kansas, okay? There was a real bad snowstorm and we were going to the grocery store to just get something. And like to show you, like, I mean, you're probably used to it. Like when a big snowstorm comes by, the grocery store's not demolished. Like it's not Florida before a hurricane, you know what I mean? Yeah. So, like, we're going to the grocery store, and we're just going to grab some things, and we're driving there. And the snowstorm's so bad, they shut down the highway, so we got to take the back roads there. And we're cruising along, and it's the snow where it's, like, it's almost foggy because it's at night. And then all of a sudden, off in the distance, like, over a small hill, you just see a green-blue light just, and then every light turned off around us, and we're like... Oh, I guess the power's out. Well, can't go to the store. Turned around, came home.
Welcome to Silent Hill.
Dude, it was wild as shit, dude. It was cool as hell. I'll remember that for the rest of my days.
By the way, speaking of power outages, really fast, does the company that, you know, does your power or whatever, electric, I don't know what they're called anymore, did they ever do planned outages in your area?
No.
I just randomly one day I got a little message on my phone. It's like, you may be affected by these scheduled power outages as we do some maintenance. And that was the first time I've ever seen anything about that. I was just very confused.
I've never heard of a planned outage. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Usually they have something, you know, like, to, you know, keep the lights on while they do this, but it didn't actually affect me. But
or they do it at night, you know, when people are sleeping. Or when someone unfortunate fucks playing video games.
Yeah. Or, you know, when a snake crawls into a transformer.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's that. All right. Now we're on to Rush, not Rush. Did David Rush play World of Warcraft straight for 78 hours?
I'm going to start with no, and I'm going to follow up with the question, was this a streamer? And are they alive?
It doesn't say if he's a streamer. It gives him his full name. He's a Marine Corps veteran. He was allowed a 5-minute break each hour. It looks like it was streamed, by judging by the screenshots.
All right. I just want to know if this was like one of the like super famous streamers or something like this who tried to attempt this. But it doesn't sound like it, at least no one that I know of who is popular.
He finishes 78-hour and 30-minute gaming session with 80 minutes of unused rest time. Quote, I got physically tired, not so much mentally. I don't suffer from a lot of typical issues when I'm awake for so long, like lethargy, I don't know, and hearing things. Some people start to slur their words and might even be mistaken for intoxicated. I typically don't do any of that. End quote.
It's me by hour 3 of waking up. I don't know how this guy's like this.
I'm at hour 12 of being awake, and it's just, bed sounds pretty cool.
I don't know what's happening anymore.
His gaming marathon broke the record for the longest video game marathon of playing World of Warcraft, which was previously at 59 hours and 20 minutes. So, you know, only beat it by a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So normally when you're trying to beat a record, isn't there usually like a official that's there who's like making sure everything's to code because it's Guinness?
I mean, right?
Do you think they only had one person, or do you think they brought a couple people to take shifts while this guy did this?
When do you poop?
You're only five minute breaks.
Yeah, like, can you bank it to take a shit at like hour 3?
That's my guess, is that you could probably bank some of the time. Maybe they have like a time limit worth. You could bank up to 30 minutes.
Go take a nap in the shitter, like... What are they going to do? Barge in on you? Or do you just eat Hot Pockets for a whole week to prep for this? I don't know. This is weird. Congrats.
You play only on a laptop, and if you have to shit, you bring everything into the shitter. You play while you're shitting.
Probably not wrong. Okay. Next record. Did David Rush make 1,134 three-pointers in 1 hour?
No.
That's correct. This is a high school basketball coach from Maine, Ryan Martin. He was former Mr. Maine Basketball.
What?
Yeah, I guess that's a title.
Shouldn't be. You're going to be honest.
Yeah, that's dumb as fuck. That should not be a title. That is dumb as fuck. Quote, it's really just taking it one shot at a time and having confidence in yourself, knowing that you are prepared to do it. Okay. All right, that's all the notice I'm going to give this. On to the next one.
I thought it was going to be the Globetrotters for that one.
Dude, for real. That guy's boring as hell. A typical guy from Maine. Man hooks up 444 video game consoles to a single TV. Rush, not Rush.
This is going to pop up. So I have seen this already. It's not him.
No, it's a Saudi Arabian dude.
Yeah. The things for it look pretty fucking cool, though. The picture of it.
Yeah.
Just all that shit.
Do you want to guess his favorite console?
Is it the N64?
Sega Genesis.
Okay, that's all the time we need to give this person. That's crazy, though. All of this into a single TV.
There really ain't shit else to do in Saudi Arabia, is there? This is probably all the gaming consoles in Saudi Arabia.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Like, the normal person in Saudi Arabia can't afford it, so... Sega Genesis? Oh, my God.
Yeah. This has to be, if this was in, like, the U.S., this is just a straight-up fire hazard, right? Think of all the things you have to be plugged in so close together.
I mean, luckily, a lot of Saudi Arabia is poor, so, like, they don't have a large strain on the power grid, like, literally anywhere else.
If the snake didn't take out the Transformer, this would in the States.
Fucking idiots. I mean, it's cool, but, like, at the same time, man, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's fucking dumb. cool,
the
I guess.
Cord management. Like, that has to be awful for the cord management.
See, that I'm actually interested in. It's, you can't use the pool noodle trick, so good luck.
Yeah.
Okay. Rush, not Rush. Most tomatoes cut in 1 minute.
I do want to say this is Rush.
This is not Rush. This is a, chef, bodybuilder, and social media star Wallace Wong from Canada.
Never heard of him.
He's a TikTok star.
Tech is correct.
All right. Yeah.
Well, I've seen this guy before. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Rush, not Rush. Most touches of a basketball with alternating sides of hand in 30 seconds.
Okay, this sounds like Rush.
That is Rush.
Yeah.
Most tomatoes cut in 1 minute blindfolded. Rush or not Rush?
Most tomatoes cut blindfolded. Is this Wallace again?
Yeah, this is that guy. Okay. Most behind the back basketball passes against a wall in 30 seconds. Rush, not Rush.
Rush.
Correct.
I'm starting to learn a better trend. No rushes. It's just like the weirdest like titles for records.
The widest thing you could do. most slices of celery sliced in 30 seconds. Rush
Wall?
Or not Rush.
Is it Wallace?
That's right. That's right.
I'm starting to see another trend this week.
Yeah.
Rush or not Rush. It's Rush or Wong, really.
Most juggling catches of a bowling ball and two balls on a balance board in a minute. Rush or not Rush. That's right. Dude, we're bumping those stats up today.
Ooh, let's go.
Most slices of celery sliced while blindfolded. Rush or
well,
not
if
Rush.
This isn't Rush. Then it has to be Wong.
That's right. Most juggling cat. Nope, I already did that one. And most juggling tricks in 1 minute with three balls. Pause. Rush or not Rush.
Rush.
That's right. Let's see what else we have. Fastest time to slice a bell pepper. Rush or not Rush.
Wallace.
That's right. Fastest time to fold and throw a paper aircraft.
Rush.
That's right.
He did all this in like the last like 2 or 3 weeks.
They each had days. I'm done reading these because this is annoying to read.
Were they competing? Like
no, they just did the same thing. Like serial record breaking
okay.
in one
yeah,
day.
Yeah, okay. Okay. I thought they were just, like, competing against each other, trying to do as many, like, strange fucking world records right next to each other.
No,
that should be a sport. That should be added to the Olympics.
Better than breakdancing. Speaking of that breakdancing thing, an article that almost made the news for us, there's a person in Australia petitioning to hold the Australian breakdancer woman liable because she acted like an idiot on TV. And they're also questioning Australia's selection of breakdancers for the Olympics. Like, it's a whole thing. It was too confusing. But TLDR, someone's trying to get the government to go after that breakdancing woman.
I didn't watch the Olympics, but I've heard about the breakdancing thing.
Oh, have you not seen this?
I've heard about it.
I got you. I got you.
I'm okay with the going after them thing, I think. You know, it's just... Breakdancing is in the Olympics, first of all.
Oh, well, it's done now.
No more?
It's done. Yeah, they... she had a good run.
Did she? Sounds like people are after her.
Dude. It's,
Also, did they have Tom Cruise in it or something? Because I saw
that,
too.
Yeah, the closing ceremony.
Yeah.
He's bringing the Olympics to L.A. Also, I found out through my favorite sports show. So, America won the gold in basketball and women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't win the third gold medal for basketball, which is 3-on-3. And come to find out, it's because they purposely made it so that Americans will never win this. And how they did it is that it has to be a team of three that you've been playing with for at least 5 years. And in America, you can't be playing full-blown basketball. It has to be strictly 3-on-3 and nothing else for 5 years. And then you're qualified to play 3-on-3 at the Olympics. I was like, y'all motherfuckers salty that goddamn bad. You guys take fat-ass L's this bad, and you...
But, why?
I don't know. And the other thing I'd like to shake my fist at, because I'm an old man. So, like, in the medal count, right? Like, basically, it's just between U.S. and China. Basketball medals only count as one, even though there's, like, 16 people per team. So, in reality, we beat the fuck out of China and everybody else. Like, beat the fucking piss out of them. So, I don't know. I thought we were counting gold medals. And in basketball, 16 people get a gold medal. We're not even going to count the coach. So, like, in reality, we're probably closer to 20 per basketball squad. So, like...
Yeah.
I don't know, man. That's weird. And that's been a thing for forever. That's not a recent thing. But it's just... America and China tied at, like, 40 golds apiece. But in reality, America would be at, like, fucking 80. Like, if we if we counted every single basketball. Like, damn, that sucks. Anyway, still number one, cocksuckers.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I just watched the video of the breakdancer.
It's so bad. So bad.
Yeah.
At one point, she points at the kangaroo on her uniform and starts jumping.
Yeah. I saw a little still of that on the video. She can go to Mars.
Her story's cool. Like, here's the crazy part. She's like an actual breakdancer. Like, it really looks like they just picked someone from the crowd to do it. Right? However, this is someone who competes. I guess Red Bull has a big breakdancing competition. And she competes in that fairly regularly. And she went to the Olympics and did that.
Mm. Yeah, I honestly think that my coworker at UPS could do a better job than that.
She scored a zero. Didn't get a single point.
Good. This is awful. That was bad to watch.
Dude, that was the epitome of white dancing.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of just, like, really weird things from the Olympics that I don't know how to feel about, you know? It's just all strange shit. And then adding on top of it, now the basketball gold medals just count as one.
That's so unfair. I guess next year flag football is going to be... in the Olympics, the next one. So in 2028, can't wait to get one gold medal for that too. Because let's face it, ain't no one beating us in that shit. We're gonna send NFL people be like, get ready. Mm-hmm. You ever seen
send
a 6 foot
team over?
Yeah. You ever seen a 6'9" human being who weighs 400 pounds run a 40-yard dash in 5 seconds? You're fucking about to.
Witness us, world.
That bullshit of every human's created equal is not... That is not fair. That is a specimen of human beings. Good luck.
They are built to do what they have done, and they will do it successfully no matter what.
Don't even get us started on fucking linemen either. That is... Good luck. They're shredded to the bone, and they're going to beat the shit out of you, and they're not even going to be winded after it either.
Uh-huh.
I can't wait. Come get some, you pieces of shit. Can't wait to see what, like, shitty Eastern, like, Europe country comes out. Be like, yes, this is our football team from Bulgaria. Be like, it's just 5'8", 40-year-old men against, you know, what I just explained to you, and they're 20 years old. So, yikes.
I don't know what you mean. They're going to bring the wrong football team. They're going to think it's some other sport.
I hope. Bring the soccer. Bring the soccer. We'll show you how we do it.
Oh, yeah. Well.
That's all I got.
You got anything to plug before we end it off?
Go to the hospital if you fucking need it, or if someone you know needs it. Don't feed them vitamins and smoothies.
Yeah. Don't do that. Take care of the people you actually care for, and don't ask them really weird 36 questions from this weird thing from class.
If you do that, you deserve the smoothies and vitamins.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I deserve that just by asking you three of them.
I wouldn't
just
go that far.
Get your experience.
Someone had to report it.
Yeah, I would actually. I wouldn't mind getting a smoothie right now, though. Sounds pretty good. Not in the same way. But other than that, I guess thanks so much for listening. You guys have a great night, day, week, whatever it was before. It's late. This is our new schedule, right?
Yeah.
It's just this, and then I'll figure out a day to release it. Maybe tomorrow. Who knows? It's Thursday right now. Anyway, bye-bye.
Bye.